Blog Talk Radio.
Are you, are you? Hey! Our ears have heard and our eyes have seen, and I know we'll be blessed by you. And a lot of people blessed by you, Jehovah.
Zambia Block Talk Radio. My name is Nathan Nkama, hosting you from Dallas, Texas. We do appreciate you joining us from wherever you're calling, wherever you're listening from. I believe it's just 2 minutes after 1500 hours in Zambia. It's about 1 p.m. GMT and 9 p.m. in Western Australia. We do appreciate you taking the time to join us today. We have another exciting show for you, interesting stuff to talk about. And we're talking to one of our colleagues in the community, and he's going to share and discuss some interesting stuff here as we go along in the show. And we have a lot of things to talk about, and we shall get into it straight away. It's good to see our colleagues, regular contributors, joining us and waking up in the morning. Kelvin, good morning.
Good morning, Nathan. How are you this morning? How's Dallas?
Dallas is raining. It becomes hot, and then it becomes cool. We just deal with it.
Right.
That's the way the weather here is. Dr. Galonde, good morning. How is Montana?
It's a sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I know about Dallas. You said it's raining. Yeah. But I don't know about Indiana. I think Indiana. Is it still there?
what do you mean, Lakaro? Indiana is cool. We had a rainstorm yesterday. So today everything looks very cool. I hope it stays that way.
What is a storm? Because the storm in Zambia is different from American storm. So what are you talking about?
heavy downpour.
Thundering. Okay.
Thundering downpour of the heavenly waters.
Okay. Zambia, we're fighting this storm in Chavipa.
All right. Okay. One of the things that can happen, I have a very great testimony vis-a-vis report to make. Some of you were seeing my post a few months ago about a wonderful lady, family friend, grew up with my elder sister, Lakalonde. She was knocked down by a car.
Let me cut you there.
Mm.
You know what is so funny about Margaret Mukula?
Uh-huh.
Margaret Mukula, our father was the workmate with my father when they were teaching in the village in Kazembe. And when I was marrying, her father was my Bashukombe.
That's very interesting. For those who
let me finish.
I want to connect this to our discussion with our guest here, because these things are real life issues. A few months ago, wonderful lady, Bakalonda has mentioned the name, I tried not to do that, was knocked down by a car, went into a coma, and a few days ago, those who are my friends on Facebook, you saw that when I posted, I say, that moment when you get a call from a person, Mwanza, you are going to be dealing with this issue, who was knocked down by a car, and she calls me and says, Nathan, my young brother, actually she used Bemba, I'm saying it in English for the sake of those listening out there who cannot understand. She says, Nathan, Mwaichewanda, I just want you to know that I can now talk. Now, that was a very, very defining moment, because here is a person, Mwanza, who is our guest, is a nurse. I don't want to give away his details. He shall tell us that, and everybody listening. A person who cannot remember what happened to them, but is able to look at the phone book and remember the people in the phone. That's a very, very powerful thing. Things happen in life. We get involved in issues. Margaret didn't plan on being hit by a car and finding herself in the situation she's in right now. Mwansa Mupunda is the founder and president of the Medical Emergency Fund for Zambians in America. For shortcut, it's called MEVSA, a nonprofit organization established to provide financial and medical material assistance to the members of the community and general public when you find yourself in a situation which is unprecedented. So he is our guest today, and he's going to be discussing that topic. And there's a lot to talk about as far as this is concerned, because the issue of insurance is something that has been beaten so many times in the Zambian community. Whether you are in for our colleagues in Europe, like Lazarus here. Good afternoon, Brother Lazarus.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us. It's always a joy to have you. Our friends in Australia, wherever you are living abroad, and these are issues that always confront us as people. Good morning, Matilda. Good morning, Dr. Patrick, and everybody. Mwansa, welcome to the show. Thank you, my friend. It's good to have you.
Thank you, Mr. Nkama. I appreciate the invitation. It's a great opportunity for me to come and communicate with my brothers and sisters out there.
Excellent. Okay, for a start, you know, let's just do this for the sake of those who may not know you. Who is Mwansa Mupunda, Junior? And why the Junior at the end?
Okay, so Mwansa Mupunda, Zambian, that's me, of course. I am the CEO of Musabwe, and I'm also a nurse by profession. So the Junior comes from the fact that my late father had the same name as I did. So so I was the second Mwansa Mupunda, and so that's me in a nutshell.
Okay, excellent. Where in Zambia were you born and where did you grow up?
Okay, I was born in Kawe, at Kawe Mine Hospital. At that time, we were living in Lusaka, but I think my parents were on transit, and it just so happened that the labor pains started at that time. So I ended up being born at Kawe Mine Hospital. So if anybody ever tries to look for my birth records, they know where to go. So I grew up in Lusaka. In terms of tribe, I'm from Northern Province, Mpika.
Okay. That's where the late president sat, I think, was also from. That's just something I'm throwing in for the... Mwansa, those of us that know you and those that know you in the community, you are basically a pioneer in things. You have initiated a number of projects, and MEVSA which were going to tell us exactly what is being the most recent. Okay, what was your motivation behind this? And talk about if people look at the website for MEFSA, you see become your brother's keeper, become your sister's keeper. Just talk to us about this thing.
Okay, so the first thing was I identified a problem in our Zambian community here in America. One thing I noticed, that's not to say that we are, you know, the problem that I identified was that we seem to be, in my opinion, somewhat not united and somewhat disorganized. So that works against us. I don't think it's deliberate. I think it's because of circumstances, you know, how we ended up here and the fact that we are scattered across the states. And, you know, we are different. We are different. We come from the same country, but somehow we are different. Our experiences are different. We are not as cohesive as we should be. Not that the effort hasn't been there. It has been there. But I think we have not been organized. We have not been united. And so we've had emergency incidences, and our approach has been more reactive instead of proactive. And so the concept behind MEFSA, we said, all right, me and two other ladies, coincidentally, we are all three of us are nurses, said, how about we try a different approach? How about we try and set up an organization whose concept whose vision is to register 500 to 1,000 Zambians under one account with the sole purpose of being able to address some of these emergency situations that may occur in the community.
Hmm. Okay.
That's how MEFSA started. So on the question of being your brother's keeper and sister's keeper, what we decided was, you see, each time an emergency situation occurs, of course, we have to contribute money to solve that problem. But yes. That is the best part of being Zambian. We help when there's trouble. But we decided, how about we try that approach in organized format? So we are trying to be proactive, but we're also trying to do it in a way that is organized, in a way that once people commit to a certain amount, that's it. They can still go beyond that if they want to. But essentially, when you become a member of MEFSA, by paying that annual amount of $120, you get a membership card that identifies you as a brother's keeper or a sister's keeper. So what that means is when you pay that $120, you know that $120 will be used towards mitigating some of these hardships that may occur on any one of us in the community in any calendar year. And we won't come back to you asking for more and more and more. We don't want you to feel overwhelmed. We want to do it in organized format. So, yes, you're still helping like you've always done before with whatever cases may come. But this time, once you put your 120 in the MEFSA account, you have done your community service. You are your brother's keeper or you are your sister's keeper. You have done your part, and we won't come back to you again. That money will be utilized to help any one of us who has an emergency problem.
Okay. Those listening, the name of the organization is called Medical Emergency Fund for Zambians in America. In short, MEFZA.com is the website. If you're able to go there as we are discussing, look at the website and see what is going on. So MEFZA, that's the name of the organization. Now, Mwansa, Medical Emergency Fund. Medical expenses and general upkeep can be extremely high. I mean, it not only high, but it can drag for months, depending on your medical condition, can probably drag for years. How is this going to work? Will there be a time frame to say we can only the fund can only help for so many months or so many years, a cap, a limit? Because you know, especially those living in the Western world, in America in particular, we can speak for that, it can range into thousands, probably tens of thousands of dollars. So how is this going to work?
Okay, that's a great question. So here's the thing. If someone has an emergency situation, such as, for example, a heart attack or a stroke or, you know, a serious car accident, obviously the first thing you want to do is call 911. Whether or not you have insurance, health insurance, the first thing you want is to do is call 911. And, of course, the ambulance will come and will take you to the hospital and you'll be taken care of. That is one of the blessings of living here. Okay, we are very fortunate compared to many people in other parts of the world. In fact, we are so fortunate for that matter. In this country, anything happens, the first thing is 911. They will take care of you at the hospital. So we know already, everybody knows, including Americans who were born here, we know that the healthcare costs are extremely expensive. Medical fees are extremely expensive. But if you have an emergency, you have an emergency. The priority at that point is to save your life. And they will do what they can. Yeah. So that's one aspect. There is nothing at this point that we can do to mitigate those costs. That's just a fact of life. Even Americans right now are extremely anxious about these type of things. So we are in this type of environment, this type of situation. But thank goodness, like I said, we can be attended to. Now, depending on the nature of that emergency situation, it is an emergency situation, and that implies many things. Granted, your health is a priority at that point, but following that emergency situation, depending on how it has affected you physically, you could find yourself in a situation where you're overwhelmed by other factors. Unfortunately, in this capitalistic environment we find ourselves in, you could be in a situation where the emergency situation has saved your life but has put you into some kind of financial difficulty. Maybe because you have been unable to work, or maybe because you have become physically incapacitated. Actually, that's the key word.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about things like heart attack or stroke or severe diabetes or cancer or any serious type of terminal illness for that matter, including HIV/AIDS, it is possible that because of the medical hardship, that leads to some kind of financial hardship. The role of MEFSA is to mitigate that financial hardship, okay? So because you are having health issues, or because you are physically incapacitated, or because you haven't gone to work for a certain amount of time, that won't stop the landlord from trying to evict you, or that won't stop bills from coming in. They'll still come in and they expect you to take care of these things, unless you've got other types of insurance to cover that, like disability insurance and so on and so forth, which is a good thing. Our role is to mitigate that financial hardship during those times of health difficulties. We've had people in the Zambian community who have been incapacitated by all kinds of illness to the point where they have lost work hours or they're unable to work, or it's just hard. We don't want to ever hear a story of, we don't want to ever hear any story of a Zambian here being frozen in the cold because they had no place to stay. We don't ever want to hear of a Zambian who has been evicted because they were not able to pay their rent, they were not able to work, they were in serious medical problems. Those are heartbreaking stories. So we come in to mitigate hardship from that point. So in the real sense of the word, we don't take care of medical fees. In fact, that's why that question is very important, because this is the best time to clarify that. The fees indeed run into thousands and thousands of dollars, and of course you go into debt. In fact, medical expenses are the number one reason for bankruptcy in America. So that's a fact of life. But while you're going through that hardship, that difficulty, that trial in your life, we want to be there to support financially in any way we can. That's where MEFSA comes in.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, then somebody listening, they're like, okay, who qualifies? How does one become a member of this fund?
The good answer to that is everybody. Anybody in the Zambian community is qualified, including those who may have said, you know what, Mwansa, you're full of nonsense. It doesn't matter. Anybody. as long as you were born in Zambia, or you're attached to someone who was closely attached to someone who was born in Zambia, you can become a member of MEFSA. We don't even ask for anything. All you have to do is, you don't even have to explain anything. As long as you can say either Mulibwanji or Mulishani or Mulikavotu or Mulichete, as long as you can say that, that's enough. You're eligible to be a member. So as long as you're of Zambian soil, you're welcome to be a member.
Okay. Well, what is the procedure of becoming a member?
There is an application form on our website. You simply download it. Very simple application. It's just two pages. It doesn't ask for any personal information except your phone number and your state and perhaps your email. That's it. Then you also decide whether you want to pay the one-time annual payment of $120 or whether you want to pay a lump sum and then pay the rest in installments. So you fill in that application, you send it to our address, and then you make your payment of either $120 or half the amount, but you have to pay installments. The thing with this is our membership drive closes on December 31st, 2017. So in order to be eligible for benefits in the year 2018, you must apply in 2017. So those who apply in 2018 will only be eligible in 2019. So membership for 2018 has to be done, application has to be done this year. And that, like I said, it's just fill out an application, make your payment. That's okay. You become a member and you're eligible for benefits in 2018.
Mm. All right. Interesting. You are listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio. We are speaking to Mansa Mupunda Jr., founder, president of an organization called MEVSA, which is the Medical Emergency Fund for Zambians in America, a nonprofit organization. You can look at the website mefza.com and you'll be able to get the details and information there. Mansa is with us explaining and sharing some things with us and how this is going to work and the membership drive. Mansa, skeptics will say, and look, this is, if you are Zambian, it's not even Zambian or a human. It's a human thing. They will say, we can't entrust an individual with such a responsibility and huge sums of money, okay? So mm-hmm. Who are you working with? Is there a board of trustees, directors? Who is managing this fund?
Okay, so this organization, the way it started, it was three of us. It was me from Pennsylvania, and then you have Ms. Makriana Yasa from Atlanta, and then you have Ms. Tandiwe Zulu from Indiana. All three of us, we are nurses, but that's merely a coincidence. Mm. And so we have our own careers, we have our own profession. Most people in the Zambian community also know that I do run my own business, my own small business. It's called Musabwe. And those ladies, they also have other things going. They have their other projects. Ms. Tandiwe Zulu in Indiana, she's connected to, you know, Zambians getting access to land and things like that. And Ms. Makriana Yasa in Atlanta is also an established person who also has her own projects back home. So all of us, we already had something going before this. And, you know, for me personally, what I can tell you is this. If I ever did anything to betray the trust of the Zambian people, that would destroy everything that I've tried to do with the Zambian people. You see, when you lose your reputation, you lose everything. So why would I mess myself up that way? The other thing I'm going to tell you is, MEFSA is the most transparent non-profit organization in the history of Zambia. And I can back that up by telling you that what we did was we said, when we start our membership drive, we are going to publish our account balance every month on social media for everyone to see, not just members, but everyone. And we have stayed true to that. So every month we publish the account balance on social media so that everybody can see. So people can see it with their own eyes. The videos are there. They are out there on social media. We have published and we will continue to publish. And then it's also important for people to understand that when we do our fundraising drive between now and the end of this year, there is absolutely not even a single ngwe that's taken out of the account. It only goes in. No money goes out of the account. It only goes in. That's the membership drive of 2017 until we close on December 31st. And then that money is utilized to help people. And because MEFSA is a registered public nonprofit organization, all money is going in will go out. We don't make profit. So, example, if from the membership drive we make, I'll just, for the sake of argument, I'll say $6,000. But of course, it might be far much more than that. But I'll just say $6,000. $6,000 reflects 50 members paying. Okay, let's say by the end of this year, 50 members pay. We make $6,000. That's what we'll close with. And what that means is, before we kick off our next membership drive next year on July 1st, before that cycle ends in 1 year, that entire 6,000 will go towards helping the Zambian people, either helping the Zambian people or building the organization, but primarily helping the Zambian people. All of it, there will be nothing left. So it's money going in and money going out. But where is it going to? It's going to the Zambian people.
Okay. Are there efforts or other ways, the finance experts here can help me with the right language, of making this fund to grow other than just from contributions, like investing it into a, Kelvin, what's the word here? You know, these financial markets and stuff like that. Basically, I'm trying to say, are there plans to make this money grow in other ways other than just from contributions?
Unfortunately, those plans are not there because of the nature of our organization, it being a charitable, charitable organization, a public non-profit, there are no other ways. All I can say is money coming into the organization will primarily be through membership, but also the 501(c)(3) status that we're currently working on will enable us to solicit for funds outside the Zambian community coming into this organization to help the Zambian to help the Zambian community. Then the other thing I can tell you in terms of the movement of funds is we have identified 7 big events in the Zambian community that we would like to back, not spend money on them, but boost them as long as we get that money back. Again, it's not profit. So, for example, if an organization that is well established in the Zambian community and is there to serve and has a track record of helping the Zambian community comes to us and say, okay, we're having this fundraising event, can MEFSA boost our event by putting in 1,000 or 2,000? We can agree to that as long as that 2,000 comes back. The first 2,000 that is made from Eventbrite or ticket sales goes back. No profit, but just for the purposes of boosting. So I'll quickly tell you what these great 7 great Zambian events are for the Zambian community that MEFSA has identified. The first one has now become an annual event, and it's sort of like a benefits concert that is organized by a combination of Touch of an Angel, Carol Cares Foundation, Anakazi Business Network, and perhaps One Dream Foundation. Any 3 or 4 combination of these organizations, it seems they tend to come together in March of every year to have some kind of fundraising event. So that's one event we have identified. The second event that we have identified that we would like to boost is the Azar Scholarship by the Association for Zambians in Atlanta. That is something we are really impressed about. At this point, it has achieved respect in the Zambian community. We would like to boost that. The third would be the ZAM Expo. The fourth would be the Mwapepi Awards. The fifth would be the HIV/AIDS Awareness Walk by Hope Foundation that they have every year. This year, they had it in New York. The sixth would be the OZAP Convention, which this one, I think, presumably will be every 2 years. And then the seventh would be any one Zambian Independence Party celebration in any state on a rotational basis. So we have identified these 7 as staples, as hallmarks, as great community events in the Zambian community. And so essentially, these 7 events that I've mentioned, we would like to form a collaborative relationship with them. And what that means is, for example, if Touch of an Angel, Carol Cares Foundation, Anakazi, and One Dream Foundation decide to have a benefits concert, they can actually come to us and say, can you help us? We want a better venue to attract more audience, which will translate into more donors for the good works we're doing for the Zambian community. MEFSA can consider saying, okay, we'll pump in 1,000 to 2,000, but the first 1,000 or 2,000 that is made at the gate or even bright still has to go back to MEFSA because this is the people's money. There is no plus or minus. There is no profit at all. We feel that that collaborative relationship is a huge boost to the Zambian community overall because we are indirectly providing capacity for these great events in our community to do more good for our community.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Someone listening once says, look, I have insurance and I don't need MEFSA. What's your word or message to them?
If someone has insurance, to be honest with you, I am so happy for them. And that is the best thing any Zambian can do. Insurance is what separates rich people from poor people, by the way. You'll find that most of the people who are well off or who have made it, it's because their grandfather or their father or themselves had insurance. And they had as much insurance as they possibly could, ranging from life insurance to health insurance to disability and what have you. So just know that insurance in the American capitalistic system is what will determine the wealth of you and your descendants. So if a Zambian has insurance, I am so happy for them, they don't have to join MEFSA. But if they can, if they want to. But here we are targeting the most vulnerable in our community. We do understand that Zambians here in America face a unique set of challenges. We understand that not everyone has access to jobs, not everyone has access to healthcare insurance, therefore. We understand that. We are not concerned about how we solve problems relating to any one of our brothers and sisters falling through death. And we know that that has been taken care of through life insurance. We have solved that problem. It's now accessible to all Zambians, including those who have a terminal illness, regardless of age, regardless of immigration status. We have solved that problem of life insurance. So we're not concerned about that. We know that that problem has now been solved by Madison Insurance Company, which is a Zambian organization paying taxes to the Zambia Revenue Authority. It has been solved through the great leadership of Mr. Joshua Ngoma in Chicago, through the Diaspora Funeral Cash Plan. It has been solved through my great brothers and sisters here in the Philadelphia Association of Zambians. You know, Dr. Munsanje and the entire group, Ms. Chipo, and, you know, through their group life insurance formula. So these options are there, and they are there for Zambians to embrace. That's life insurance. Many still don't have access to health insurance, but MEFSA is just one solution to solving some of our pertinent problems.
Excellent, excellent. I'm sure Kelvin, Lazarus, Dr. Patrick, Ivan Chisewe, everybody have got their questions here. Okay, let's try to go to the phone lines and hear what the people, what's burning on people's hearts and what they would like to hear. Kelvin?
Well, thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Mwansa, for finding time to appear on Nathan's show. I have two questions for you. Say I become a member and become eligible for help or assistance. And my assistance is, say we have $6,000 in the pot, like you said, and my assistance is $4,500. Do you have a cap on how much you can assist that individual? The second question is, what has been the response from the Zambian communities around the U.S. With this initiative? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kelvin, for your questions. They are great questions. So to answer the first question, so our membership drive ends on 31st December 2017. So it's very unpredictable how many Zambians will respond. And knowing Zambians, most of them tend to respond at the last minute. But let's assume, for the sake of clarity, for the sake of argument, let's assume MEFSA gets 50 members. 50 members translates into $6,000. So we are going to establish a committee or a three-person panel to decide how those funds will be appropriated for emergency situations that occur in Zambia. There are two formulas, and members are welcome to come up with any additional formulas. But one formula would be to say, look, we have $6,000. Obviously, $6,000 is not a lot of money. That translates into 50 people who have become their brother's keeper and their sister's keeper. We could say, all right, how about we cut off for 12% of that, which is six people, six out of 50 people, which that means they're eligible for $1,000 each in 2018. Now, how about they say, well, not 12%, how about 24%? That translates into 12 people, which means each person will be eligible to for only $500. Some may say, no, you know what, let's restrict it to only 6% of the 50 people, which means each person would get 2,000. So it can be any of this variable, but again, it wouldn't be fixed because not all emergencies are equal. So there are some emergencies. There are some emergencies that are more desperate than others. But basically, we are looking for three members of MEFSA to form a committee. Any three members who are interested to form a committee and decide how that 6,000 will be apportioned. It's not me to decide. That three panel will make their recommendation and say, all right, MEFSA has 6,000. How many? What percentage of the 50 members are we going to cater for emergency situation? Are we going to cater for 3%, 6%, or 12% of those 50? Which is, in other words, are we going to cater for three major emergencies or six or for 12 people? So that committee will have to make that decision. Now, when we talk about 6,000, I've given an example of each one getting either $500, $1,000, or $2,000 each for emergency situation. It'll be up to the committee to decide. Now, I've used 6,000 really as the bare minimum. Like I said, it will be hopefully to be far much more than that. Keep in mind, sir, that when we talk about registering 1,000, which is a long-term goal, that is $120,000. Now, theoretically, if 1,000 Zambians paid $120 each to be a member, that's $120,000. Now, if that were ever to be realized, maybe not this year, maybe this year, I don't know, maybe in future, MEFSA will be there for a very long time to come. If that were ever to realize, I'm telling you right now, the Zambian community will never look back. There will be no problem that we can't handle, because that $120,000, Zambians can decide anything they want to do with it. The membership can decide what they want to do with all that money, you see? Because there are many ways to mitigate the financial hardships that we have, to mitigate the health problems that we may have. Zambians can decide whatever they want to do with it. If anything, Zambians may decide that, you know, invest it. But obviously, it would have to be invested as something else, not under MEFSA. Zambians would say, you know what, let's take this and let's invest into something that will make us, all of us, shareholders or property owners in something. I mean... I'm not trying to drift away, but I'm just saying theoretically, if that happened, Zambians would be empowered to do anything they want. They can say, no, how about we just take this out and make it a franchise, because that will generate money for the community and take care of some of these other financial problems we have attached to health. We would be more than happy to do that. But my point is, I'm just trying to stress, if it ever came to that, there's no turning back. To answer your second question, the response issue. When we started MEFSA, we knew we are of the Zambian community, so we know exactly how Zambians respond. Zambians like to first see that something is working out. And so the response is slow but steady. It's going up. There's no stampede of Zambians registering for MEFSA. There's just a slow, steady increase we have noticed as time goes by. So right now, I'd say there are about, unfortunately, just 5 to 10 Zambians, but the number of Zambians who have expressed interest are so many. They have been calling and they have been communicating, saying they are going to pay. So that is as yet to be seen whether that will translate into actual membership. But we'll just keep moving forward and we'll see what we'll have by the end of this year. Finally, I just want to say on that same question, I want to appeal to Zambians, don't be on the peripheral. Be part of the action. Become a member and be part of the decision-making process. Because the more Zambians apply to this, you see, when you become a member, one membership equals one vote, okay? Don't wait for MEFSA to become established. Don't wait for the leaders. Don't wait for MEFSA to establish. The success of MEFSA doesn't depend on me. It depends on how Zambian people respond. So you have to be part of the revolution, the evolution of MEFSA. Only you. It's not you can't wait for something to be established and then join it. Be part of it and put your voice in it. And if you don't like it, you'll be able to have the power to change the direction of MEFSA. You see, that's what I'm saying. So I'm appealing to more Zambians to register and be part of the process, not to be in the peripheral. There are a few, unfortunately, who might say, no, it's not going to work. We've tried that before, you know, but those are very few.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan, I apologize.
Can I just follow up real quick with something, if you don't mind?
Yeah. No problem. Go ahead, and then
okay.
I'll go to Brother Lazarus. Get ready with whatever question you might have from Mansa. You may be
right.
In the UK, but I know your thoughts will help as well. Go ahead, Kelvin.
Right, Mansa. This is a great initiative. I have one concern here, which is continuity. If you, as founder president, left MEBSA, is there a plan to ensure that it continues, given that it's going to be handling money for, you know, a lot of Zambians potentially? The second point is, you mentioned that if MEBSA made, you know, let's say $120,000 for argument's sake, you can take that money and invest in something else. I think the IRS does not allow for that. You can invest the funds within MEBSA. You can go to the stock market. You can do anything that is related to what your mission statement is for MEBSA. But I think the first question on continuity is what I would like you to address.
Okay. So one of the things that has got me in trouble with the Zambian community is my insistence on systems, not individuals. I've noticed that in the Zambian community, Zambian people, even Zambian leaders in the community, tend to put a lot of emphasis on personal feelings and interpersonal relations. Okay. That is not a good idea. We need to cultivate a culture of developing systems, not individuals. If Mr. Nkama decides to hold a fundraising party and is charging $10 at the gate, I shouldn't come to the gate and say, oh, Pastor Nathan, I know him. He's a good friend of mine. I'm not going to pay the $10. I'll just pay $5. You know, can you put him on the phone? If he knows that it's Mansa, he will say, allow him in. That's a bad habit. Regardless of what my position is in the community, if Pastor Nathan is charging $10 at the gate, I should be able to pay that $10. I shouldn't seek special favors. So my point is, we are trying to build a system of continuity where this thing does not depend on the individuals. It depends on the system we have built, because we want this system to be there long after Mwansa has left or Mwansa has been kicked out of MEFSA. So continuity will be there, but in order to develop that system, it requires participation. And I think we have gone out of our way as much as possible on social media to tell more Zambians about MEFSA and to ask them to apply. Each membership represents a vote, and it's only the people, the participation of the people, that can help develop the system. Then on the issue of the theory that I brought up, let's say if Zambians came up with $120,000. Yes, indeed, the IRS doesn't allow that because MEFSA is a public nonprofit organization. However, if Zambians did have $120,000 in the MEFSA accounts, still, the members of MEFSA could decide what to do with it. Now, if the IRS, MEFSA itself, of course, cannot do that, but the membership in the Zambian community can say, well, we can do it under, you can say, those resources are transferable into another initiative that is allowable. Whether it's an investment or business initiative. Now, let me give one example. If we say that we are serving the Zambian community pay rent every month, they have bills every month, some of them are living from hand to mouth, they are financially challenged. There is a legal way, and an agreeable way, as long as members agree, for us to buy land or expand our options, because that translates into something that benefits the community. Keep in mind that if someone has a terminal illness and they're kicked out of their apartment, that's because they don't own land or don't have property. But imagine if Zambians developed property. I'm just using that as an example. I'm not necessarily saying we're going to buy land or develop a property. But imagine if we did that. That would still push on the Zambian community. We wouldn't do it under MEFSA because MEFSA is not allowed to do that under IRS. But what I can tell you is, if a public nonprofit such as MEFSA makes $6,000, it has to spend the whole $6,000. Nothing is kept back. So if we make $6,000 at the end of this year, we have to utilize that $6,000 towards serving the people. Serving the people comes in many forms. But ultimately, what we are trying to do here in the broader context, and I hope I'm not confusing my audience, is that we are trying to...
To be honest with you, Mansa, somebody says you are confusing them.
Okay. Well, you see, this is... we are trying to mitigate against medical emergencies, right? But theoretically, if we had $120,000 in the bank account, I guess all I'm trying to say is there are many ways we can secure the Zambian community finally, because ultimately we don't want to be in America just for the sake of being in America. We want the Zambian community to own property. We want the Zambian community to be secure. We don't want anybody in the Zambian community to ever be evicted and they don't have a place to stay. We want Zambian community, those who decide to go to Zambia, not to land like a witch who's flying in the night and then finds themselves on the ground dropping suddenly. We want them to land in Zambia.
We want them to land in Zambia
with a parachute.
Let me stop you there. And there, you know, there are a lot of Zambians based in America and who have called in. Here is a question online. I don't have permission to mention their name. They haven't given me that authority. This is one of the questions I had as well. How do you intend? It's like beating the same drum. And you know this. You addressed this at the beginning of the show yourself. How do you intend to bring people on board and do fun, given Zambians' skepticism? You know, Zambians are very skeptical people. Especially like what Kelvin has said, it seems to be like in the hands of, you've mentioned two other colleagues, three people. How do you intend to bring people on board considering or given Zambian's skepticism?
Well, the best way of bringing Zambians on board is still by applying to be a member. Because the membership translates into a vote, you see? Membership translates into a vote. So if a Zambian says, you know what, okay, I like this MEFSA thing, or I like the concept, or I think it might become something great, well, then why not be a member and then have the power to express your voice in it and help determine its evolution, its growth, its system, and its destiny? You see what I mean? If a Zambian decides to stay on the peripheral, then that's it. They're outside.
That's their choice. That's their choice,
you see. So by the end of the day, the worst-case scenario, at the very worst, let's say theoretically no Zambian applied for MEFSA, okay? Let's take the worst-case scenario, because already there are about 5 to 10, but let's say if for some reason, let's imagine nobody even applied at all. It was just the three of us. The organization is still there at the end of this year. It's a public non-profit organization, and it will be there until such a time that Zambians ever decide that they want to latch onto it or until it dies a natural death. But ultimately, the success depends on Zambian people applying for membership and then being part of its development.
Okay. We have 10 minutes left here, and I want us to throw in as many questions as we can. I know we can do it if we get to the point. Brother Lazarus, did you have a comment or a question for Martha?
Oh, yes, just quickly. I just want to thank Mr. Mwanza for his initiative to form this charity. I know there's been a struggle in explaining, maybe for me to understand the main objective of this charity. For me, one of the points that I've picked up is that this charity is trying to, secure some funds for those people who won't be able to have funds when they find themselves in a situation of healthy situation. Now, it's a very good concept. I think even us in the UK would like to look at that kind of a concept. The only question I have for Mr. Mansa is, do you have a constitution for this charity? And have you published it on your website? Just for transparency's sake of it. For you to be secure. So the constitution itself on the website with the objectives, its structure, whether it's a single charity and what type of a charity it is,
whether it is a board of directors, and who is the chief executive. Then secondly, I also want to find out in terms of sustainability.
Okay, Lazarus, can you just do that one question? I have 9 minutes remaining,
okay.
And there are a lot of people. Yeah, go ahead.
No problem.
On the constitution part. Thank you.
Okay, all that other information is on the website. As for the constitution, members will have to decide. So right now, only the 5 to 10 have the authority to create that constitution, and we are currently working on that. So if anybody else wants to be part of the constitution-making process, become a member. And then determine the destiny of MEFSA. So we are currently working on the constitution, and as soon as we are done, it we'll publish it.
Okay, excellent. But you said, question, you are a resident in the U.S.
Thank you, Vanessa, and thank you, Mwansa, for joining us this morning. I was just with you last weekend. And thank you for your leadership in our community. And my question, I'm gonna, it's almost like what Kelvin, if I understand where he's trying to go, it's gonna be in line like Kelvin has posed. You remember the function we were last weekend? What made it success is because of we had a lot of people from different countries that join us. My concern is I was just to give you a background. I was attending
an
African
I've got 6 minutes.
And a friend of mine came and told me, he said, "You are wasting time in this thing, because this is a thing that I'm studying. These things like this only last for 3 to 5 years." So because you guys, you live in America, you're not trying to include Americans. So, Mwansa, in your program, are you trying, because at the beginning you mentioned as long as you are Zambian, are you trying to, and Zambians, we are married to different cultures. So in long term, are you trying to include, working in your plan that, this thing becomes successful to include other people?
Thank you very much for your question. Yes, maybe in the long term. At the moment, it is strictly for Zambians, but if a Zambian is married to a foreign spouse, we can include them as well. I think that we are going to evolve into something that is open, but before we do that, we want to make sure the concept and the ground game is intact. That's a great question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent. I don't know if Namunji has a question, or I will go to Dr. Kalonde. Namunji, you have a question?
No, I don't have a question. I'm just listening.
Okay, excellent. Dr. Kalonde, did you have a question?
No, I don't have a question also. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ramle, for coming, and I appreciate the information that he has brought to the people, and I think we should support that in mass. I'm telling you, emergencies come, and even the people are talking to Brother Chisewe that this thing lasts 3 to 5 years. Yes, anything can happen between 3 to 5 years. somebody can find themselves in need within that 3 to 5 years. You get aid. Maybe tomorrow.
Blanca.
Yeah. Well, just 903-5831. Did you have a question for Musawe? For Mwansa? We're used to calling him Musawe.
That's okay.
It's okay. No question. Okay. All right. We shall be... I have 5 minutes here, but Alan, just hit it on the head. Hit it on the head.
Yeah. Okay. Quick question. I know that there's another association that's working with that. Are you doing anything to try and work with the other associations? Because the Zambian population, yes, we're Zambians, but we're also limited in number in the diaspora. So what are you doing to make sure that we're not duplicating what we are, other organizations are trying to do? Because I know there are similar plans being talked about or in the works in other organizations.
Okay.
For Zambia.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the question. So, duplicating is a problem. And, I did talk about how Zambian people and Zambian leaders, dwell too much on their feelings about a cause or something, whether they like it or don't, and they also dwell too much on interpersonal relations. One of our other problems is that we tend to duplicate too much instead of working together and collaborating with each other. Now, at the beginning of this show, I did state 7 different types of organizations and events that that MEPS I would like to collaborate with. Now, in terms of any other organizations similar to what MEPSA is doing, I would like to know about those somehow, because if they're out there, I would like to talk to them and work with them, because ultimately it's not about, oh, we have our own organization, they have theirs. If there are others who are doing something similar to what we are doing, I really would like to work with them, because ultimately I feel that if we work together, we can even do more good for the Zambian community in America.
That's true. Matilda, question on MEPSA?
You know, he has just said what I was about to say in his last
sentence.
Amanda, welcome to the program.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mwansa, I want you to give the final information. How would people like to be members? The website, if there are phone numbers to call and follow up. You know, people listen to this show not only live but recorded. So somebody is at work right now. They might be interested in this. How do they get in touch with you, or where do they go to get information?
Okay, so I can be reached during the week at 267-684-9119. Then we also have our website, which is MEFZA.com. That's MEFZA.com. All that information is there, including contact information. Our email is MEFZA1000@gmail.com, 1,000 in numbers. So those are the different ways. And on our website, we also have our address listed there. So that's four ways we can be reached. Yeah, and on our website, or on the application form on our website, it also states what our bank account is and what our account number is. So if we bank with Citizens Bank, but if anybody lives near Citizens Bank, the account number is there. They can pay for their membership through direct deposit. That's another way. Or, you know, so we can be reached in different ways, and we are there. Yeah, we are there.
The drive is open until 31st December this year, right? Just to emphasize that.
Yes. At 31st December, we close. And once we close, we are closed. That's it. There is no extension. Even if we only raise 6,000, there is no extension whatsoever. Only those who apply this year are eligible for benefits in the year 2018. And keep in mind that some Zambians in future might want to be part of a committee or run for this position or whatever committees that we may create. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. If you don't apply in 2017, you can't be a member of any committee, because preference is given to those who applied earlier. You see what I mean?
Excellent. We can't
skip those who are applying early. And then, you know, in favor of those who apply later. Yeah. So.
Okay. Excellent. Coming up is Kelvin, I think, with Open Forum. He's got a great show. That was Mwansa Mukunda Jr., founder president of Medical Emergence Fund for Zambians in America. They are on website. Their website is MEFZA.com, and they are also on Facebook. Mwansa, thank you. And everybody, please go to the website, get in touch with Mwansa. This is very important. When we drop, let's all call back in and enjoy another show with Kelvin.
Thank you.
Kumwana ako kuipirenji kuchitogo.